Guns, guns, guns. Now, we all know the gun talk in America has been probably a very big topic ever since, you know, Columbine, you know, school shootings, you know, who should have access, and how do we know people who buy guns can be trusted with them out in public, and XYZ, and how does holding a weapon that can, you know, kill somebody in 2.5 seconds or even less, you know, how does that affect someone's mental state, you know, when they do have one versus if they, you know, they never grew up with one, you know, do they feel invincible, da 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 da, do they feel like they can get away with stuff, you know? And it's true, there probably is some, you know, it probably does affect you mentally if you have access to stuff that can kill people at a very young age and, you know, aren't taught to respect it, I guess, or aren't taught boundaries, aren't told boundaries. But today I wanted to talk about what's his face? Our president, what is his name? Bill Nye? No. Biden. You know, he if you haven't seen it, he posted a video and it's like he wants saying, you know, he's moving to ban, you know, high capacity magazines and, you know, high power assault rifles from, you know, from the general public. Why? Because you don't need them. You don't need, no one in America really needs, in the history of America, besides Civil War, no one has ever really needed, you know, a 25 round clip. No one really needs hollow points. No one really needs an AR. You know, if you hunt, that's perfectly fine. Joe Biden goes hunting, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure in the video I'm talking about, or in the, whatever you want to call it, the lecture, or the, not the lecture, but the press conference, he said, you know, I go hunting in South Delaware and XYZ. And he makes a valid point. Even when you're hunting, you're not even allowed to use those kind of weapons, you know? So, right now, in terms of actual realistic use, it's only for just because I can buy it. You know, there's no real need. Or, you know, if you want to go have fun at a gun range, you know, there's no real need, and you're actually not even really allowed to use them anywhere anyway. So what he's doing is only, I guess, is going the rest of the way and saying nobody should buy them anyway, because you can buy them. But just because you can't use them legally, it clearly isn't stopping people. The other half of that argument is, you know, it's part of the, you know, the Second Amendment. Anyone can bear arms, and there's no qualification on what bear arms is, you know. There's no qualification on what a firearm is or should be. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so stuffy today, this morning. But what a lot of people are bringing into the argument is, like, look at what's going on in Ukraine and in Russia. You know, Ukraine isn't necessarily a big country. It's definitely not a superpower. So, you know, to protect their country and their cities and their civilians to protect themselves, they are arming themselves with high capacity assault rifles and shotguns and whatever else they can find to defend their country from foreign invaders. That is the purpose of the Second Amendment. It is to, you know, coup de grace a tyrant, even though I don't really believe taxes are a reason for a coup de grace. You know, just stop going to the bar and make more money. It's what everyone in the Northeast is doing. So stop complaining, texting people. But yeah, both sides make a very valid point. It is important, and I think that the whole Ukraine issue is opening the eyes of a lot of people that it can still happen today. You know, war is still a very common thing. I know the U.S. media has, you know, blinded us to a lot of things that the U.S. military does in other countries, and social media blocks the violence that happens in what other countries do at other countries, but it is very real and very possible. So in the long run, impossibilities, and, you know, seeing how still in this day anything can happen, anyone can invade, anyone can start war, I think it's a dumb move. I think that there should be, for domestic use, and I'm not talking about, you know, for to defend ourselves from zombies and Russians, I think domestically there should be a very deep background check, you know, a very surreal background check, to own, not a firearm, because I think anybody should be able to own a pistol, anybody should be able to hold a hunting rifle, you know, but in terms of assault rifles and, you know, the kind of shit you see in movies and video games, I think you need a very real background check. And not even a background check, because some people, you know, not everyone is a criminal when they buy a gun, but I think people also need to go through, you know, a mental stability check, because a lot of people buy these kind of weapons to do harm, not because they've done it and they're trying to do it with a new one. So I think there needs to be like a, you know, a mental background check or a mental stability check. If you're buying them, you know, domestically for, you know, whatever you call use. But for all the people that are like, you know, it's against our Second Amendment, anyone should be able to buy arms, right? But I don't trust you with 20 rounds, 25 rounds, you know, because you've already done XYZ. And two, if, you know, the whole you know, people invade America thing happens, I'm sure, like, no one's going to be asking you. Like, if, you know, China's on the West Coast and, you know, whoever is on the East Coast, I'm sure gun owners are not, or, you know, gun salesmen are not asking for a background check anymore. When, you know, when the country can see people's lives are in danger, I'm not going to say they're going to change the rules, but I feel like they're not a loophole, but there should be a clause to buying high-capacity magazines and non-regular bullets, if that makes any sense, you know? There should be a clause. If America is under siege or, you know, something along the lines, or, you know, if... I don't know. I'm not a politician. But I feel like there should... I don't think Biden is right with just... Nobody should have these, you know? Nobody. I don't think that's right, because America is supposed to be different from other countries in that form of what people are allowed to have access to. You know, I feel like if we allow the government to just start saying no to this and no this and yes that to what they allow, then America's truly lost. We're going to be like every other country where, you know, everyone has to have this, everyone has to have that, everyone this has to have this. And I know a lot of people are like, going to relate this to COVID, which I don't think vaccines should have been, like, you have to have a vaccine to leave your house. But I guess it makes more sense when you're going to college, because that shit, like, just starts, you know? Like nuclear fission, if that's how nuclear fission works. Actually, I'm not even sure. Because, like, for example, HPV to spread across campus, doesn't someone coming to campus already have to have HPV? Because I know you can get it from, like kissing somebody. You can get it from sharing a straw. You can get it from... Shit, you can walk. Get it from walking barefoot on a wet shower floor. Like, in your bathrooms, if you're not wearing flip-flops in the bathroom, you can still get HPV like that. So, I guess my question is, does someone bring it in, or is that something that, like, manifests itself? Because if it manifests itself, then, yeah, it's understandable why people need to be, you know, vaccinated for it, because you can literally just be a dirty person and, you know, spread a whole, like, a disease that can last a lifetime to other people just by having a cut on your finger and touching a doorknob. That's life, but that's also not fair because it is modernly preventable. And if you're going to college, you can definitely get a freaking HPV vaccine, because I'm pretty sure most colleges require it anyway. But, yeah, today's a nice little, you know, mini. I think I've been reaching with the 15 plus minute episodes. Not that I'm always gonna try to cut short, but I'm definitely not gonna, you know, strive for 15 minutes plus, because I feel like I'm dragging on in certain areas. Like, it's a lot of and a likes and pauses. So from now on, I'm gonna see what I can do in however long it takes. Let's just say that. However long the episode takes is however long the episode takes. I'm not really stretching for a time period anymore. But also, I'm going to try to migrate to YouTube and start getting me, because it's no us yet. Well, there is an us, me, and whoever's listening, but there's no us in terms of who's on mic. I'm going to try to get us over to YouTube, try to find a camera, try to find a non-I-live-here looking area. And we'll see where Bear Talks goes. But thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.